I want to share with you a beautiful piece from the B'nai Sachar. And understanding why Parshas Yisro, Kabbalah Satorah, always falls out in the Chodesh Shvat, the connection of Chodesh Shvat to Limud HaTorah, Kabbalah Satorah. So Kedarka, the B'nai Sachar quotes from the Sefer Yetzirah the various unique aspects of Pi Kabbalah that exist by Chodesh Shvat. And the mazel of Shvat is that of a dili, a pail. It explains that the dili is the mazel she Yisrael, because the dili is used to draw water. That's the avoda of a b'nei Yisrael, a yid, is to use a dili to draw water. And ein mayim el Torah, the pasuk tells us, hoy kol tzemei lechu lamayim. The ein mayim el Torah, the Gemara tells us, that you're supposed to use a dili. Shave, it's about drawing water, drawing Torah, the avoda of limud haTorah. And that's the mazel of Yisrael, that just like a dli is an eved to the mayim, it serves the mayim, so the Klai Yisrael serves the Torah. And through esek haTorah, u'mitzvos yisapech hakol tov, everything turns to tov, everything turns to good. And now we can understand why the eved neman, shav Avram Avinu, Eliezer, the Mesik Eliezer, then domestic, basi who domestic, he just says the pasuk. The drasha is that dole umashke mitaris rabbo lachem. What does it mean, domestic? It's no tricking that domestic is dole mashke. He's going to draw and drink from the Torah of Avram Avinu, his Rebbe, to teach others, the Gemara Yuma tells us. And so here's a nirmah, a rem, as a hint, that the Eved Eliezer is ever supposed to be an Eved to Hashem, Eved to the Maim, Eved to the Torah. As Eliezer was the Eved to Avram, he was drawing water, learning Torah from Avram. So they were also supposed to be similar to a Dili, to the Eved Eliezer, and to draw water to learn Torah. That's the Avodah, to be an Eved to the Adam. And when Eliezer the Eved was sent by Avram Avinu to go find a wife for Yitzhak, of course, was Rivka ultimately. It says the Zivig was to be found, and that this Zivig was going to be the creation of Am Yisrael, Yitzhak and Rivka, of Yaakov, the father of the Shvatim. The Mazel Dili was ever present here in this meeting between Eliezer and Rivka, the creation of Klai Yisrael, the creation of the Kabbalah Satorah. The pasuk says, "Payoha nara she'omer la hati no chadech." The girl who's going to give me from her chadech, from her pale lashon of dili, she's the one who's going to be the matriarch of Klai Yisrael. It's through the Dili, the Mazel Dili. That was the remez, the simon, that she was the right one to the koach of the Dili. Moshe Beinu, the pasuk tells us, the Tchilas HaChodesh, the beginning of this month of Chodesh Shvat, Hischil Levar Sator, he began explaining the depths of the Torah. The pasuk tells us in the beginning, Devarim, Be'ashtei Esa Chodesh, Be'achad HaChodesh, the first of the month, that's Chodesh Shvat. Ho'il Moshe Be'er Satara. And Moshe began to explain, elaborate on the Torah. His Shvat is all about Torah. It's all about Mayim. It's all about Medili. All about being an Eved to the water, Eved to the Torah. Now we can understand also Parshas Yisro now. Yisro, as the B'nai Sachar describes, was a Chacham Gadol, B'chol Chachmas HaStignios, B'chachmas HaMazalos. He knew all about astrology, astronomy, all the scientists. He knew about all the Mazalos. And when he sent to his daughters, when Moshe Beinu fled, and he asked why they came back so quickly. Ish mitri hitilanu, a man, an Egyptian man, saved us. Begam dalo dalalanu, he drew for us water, vayosh esatzon, and he brought water to our animals. So Yisrael understood that this is a din of Bnei Yisrael, because Bnei Yisrael, the din of a dili, the lashon of dalo dalalanu, that's a hint, a remnant to Yisrael. He realized that he was a Jew, that the dili is there to serve the water. So he says back to him, Lama Zaftin Sa'ish, why did you leave this man? He says the B'nai Sachar, Ish is Begmatria Shvat. Ish represents Shvat. Moshe Beinu was about Koach of Shvat, the Koach of being an Eved to the Torah, an Eved to the Maim. And Moshe, of course, is very much connected to the water, very much connected to the Torah. So it makes sense that Ish is Begmatria, Moshe Beinu is an Ish, and the Gematria of Ish is Shvat, because Moshe is connected to all these different Inyanim. So then B'nai Sachar finishes off that each of the months are corresponding to a different one of the Shvatim. And the Sefer Yetzirah tells us that Asher was the Shevet Keneged Chodesh Shvat. Why? So the Pasuk describes the Bracha in Parshas Vayechi, Ma'asher Shmeinu Lachmo, from the fats of the bread, and it says v'tovel b'shamen raglo, and dip in the honey. The Mar Pasuk says, and there's also bracha. So every place where we see the word shemen zayis, that's a hint to chachma, as the Gemara Menachos tells us. So shemen is all about chachma. Usher is connected to chachma, is connected to shemen zayis. And since the mazal of the chodesh is the mazal of deli, which of course is about, now we know of the water, we ain maimel Torah, and the Torah is the ikr chachma, and usher is connected to chachma. So now we understand why usher is very much connected to the inyan of Shvat. So Shvat is all about mayim, it's about deli, it's about Torah, parshas Yisro, it's about kabbalas HaTorah. I'm going to share with you now, very much connected to this, a beautiful piece in Rav Shor. Rav Shor tells us there's a famous ma'isa where the Rogachover had met with the Sfas Emes. And when they left, the Sfas Emes understood that someone like the Rogachover could only have such a koach, such a memory, had he been so pure and clean from any Yetzihara. Because when the Yetzihara gets to us, then it makes us forget things. So the way the Rogachover had such a great, powerful, amazing memory was because he was so clean and clear of the Yetzirah. The Gemara Brachos tells us that a person has the Yetzirah makes him forget the Torah. So the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Mem Zayin Ra'al that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Ikle Lahasam, he once visited there in Imshech Basrayu Yakar Tamude, and he forgot all his Tamat Torah, all his learning. He wanted to go read in the Psukim, he wanted to read the Pasuk HaChodesh HaZelachem. But instead he read HaCheresh Haya Libam. Very different than HaChodesh HaZelachem. There was a cheresh in the heart, a deafness in the heart, the Chachamim davened on his behalf that he should remember, and he remembered his Torah back. But why dafka from HaChodesh HaZelachem to HaCheresh Haya Libam? Because the letters are switched, we switched into a resh, into a yud, into a bez. The Chodesh switched to a cheresh, to the resh. Hazeh turned to Haya, to the yud, and Lachem turned to Libam, to a bez. Resh, yud, bez, riv, fight, is the koach of the klipa shel shicha. The koach, the klipa shel shicha, that which makes us forget, is a resh yud beis. That's what the Sfarim tell us. So that's why dafki switch achodesh shezelachem to acheresh haya libam. In order to overcome and to conquer the shicha, one needs resh yud gimel. You need one above the resh yud beis. It helps us, it prevents the forgetfulness. It prevents the shicha if you do resh yud gimel. That's what we have when it comes to, the Pasuk says, divrei, Rivos b'sharecha, that's a lashon of riv, that makes us forget. The rivos makes us forget when we enter into the world of Torah. The shar, the klipa, making us forget is all about riv. How do we prevent this? So when we go into the house, we're caused to forget things. So we have a mezuzah. And outside of the mezuzah, there's some shemos Hashem, which we're not really familiar with, but they're spelled Chaf Vav Zayin Vav, two of them, and then Beis Mem Vav Chaf Samech Zayin. What are these letters? What are these Shemos Hashem? So the Hashem, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem. Those are three names. So Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. The letters after those in the Aleph Beis, after Yud is Chaf, after Chaf is Vez, after Vez is Zayin, after Hey is Vav again. That's Chaf Vav Zayin Vav. That's that name. We have it twice. And then after Elokeinu, the letters that follow the letters of Elokeinu ends up being Beis Mem, Vav, Chaf, Samach, Zayin. So those three Shemot Hashem that appear on the outside of Mezuzah have the gematria of Resh Yud Gimel, 213. So as we enter into the house, the Shar somehow is a koach to make us forget. We have the Mezuzah Resh Yud Gimel, which is one up of the Resh Yud Beis, and help us to remember. And that's why the Pasuk says, V'hayak eitz shosel apalge maim, there was a tree that was over the palge maim on the waters. And we're told in the Svarim that the Lashon of Shasa, this tree, represents the Sha'arim Hamatsuyin B'Halacha, the gates of learning, the gates of Halacha. And they're dafka planted on Palge Mayim. And the Gematria of Ki Palge Mayim is Resh Yud Gimel. So when you have the idea of Resh Yud Gimel, you have the idea of the Mezuzah, you have the idea to always remember Hashem, then you'll never forget. That's the way of preventing one from ever forgetting. And that's the Koach of Tu B'Shvat, which we celebrated this past week, this past Monday. Tu B'Shvat is all about that, trying to bring back that reach, trying to bring back that good, to bring back that memory. Reach and zichon is very much connected. The way the memory works through the koach smell is a fascinating concept in its own right. But the idea is, the Gemara tells us at the end of the Sota that when it came miyom shebat latara, bata reach haperas. When we no longer have tara, when we were not being so careful in the tumah tara, then we lost the ability, the taste, the smell, the reach haperas. The avodah of Tu B'Shvat is to bring back that reach, bring back that zichon, to be mechazik the Torah, and mechazik ourselves. And through this, through the koach of Tu B'Shvat, to the koach of Shvat, through the koach of Torah, we should be zocha to bring back the Resh Yud Gimel, to bring back that zichon, and bring back the Torah. Good Shabbos.